Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for a bonus episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Today, I'm very pleased to say that we are joined by Charlie Sherry, the head of finance at Australian crypto exchange BTC Markets. And hopefully, Charlie is going to give us a bit of an update on what has been a pretty eventful past week or two for Bitcoin. So, Charlie, first of all, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So to start off with, Charlie, can you give us a bit of a run through of what's happened to the price of Bitcoin over the past week or two, and I guess where it is sitting roughly at the moment, with the caveat being that we are recording on Friday afternoon, and that is Friday the 18th of July.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a pretty exciting time for the industry from a price point of view and beyond price, which we can get into that. But yeah, Bitcoin is currently trading around $120,000. It broke out of a range it was in there for some time, a couple of weeks ago, breaking through 112,000, which was the previous all-time high. And typically when you get an all-time high breakout, you can sort of expect things to propel quite quickly. We tapped $125,000. It was quite incredible the speed at which it moved from 112 to 125, and now it's sort of settled in that range. And yeah, I guess we're in uncharted waters. We're in a new range for the asset, and I guess we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, looking at some graphs before we jumped on, Charlie, and just seeing that kind of initial spike that happened last week, I believe, is pretty incredible. So I guess my big question coming into this is why? What's driven this latest spike?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of reasons. Some may be more valid than others, but I suppose, over the past couple of years, Bitcoin has certainly been in a bull market. There's been different catalysts along the way that have driven that. We had the ETFs launching in the US in 2024, which really opened the door for Bitcoin buyers through like typical traditional finance institutional products. BlackRock has their iBit ETF. That narrative and that fundamental change created a lot of structural buying, which got the price up to, I think, like 74,000 was the high in March 2024. So that's like one catalyst has an effect. Obviously, towards the end of 2024, we had Trump being very pro-crypto in his campaign trail. And with him clinching the election, that narrative really propelled Bitcoin to its 2025 January all-time high of around $111,000, if I'm correct. And then it was after Trump got inaugurated, we were kind of lacking narratives for a while. He was in there. He was very pro-crypto. He talked about the changes he would make. But once he's appointed, it's like, okay, well, the best thing that could happen has happened. So there's nothing really left for the market to look forward to. Maybe one of the reasons why we saw that bear market over the last couple of months. So that's just like some of the pieces along the trail to where we are today. And as for now hitting like these new highs, I mean, yeah, probably a combination of things. I suppose Bitcoin survived the macro challenges that we saw around April with the Trump tariffs, global trade, global markets getting shocked, and Bitcoin was actually quite strong in that period. So maybe a bit of resilience was baked into the asset, and the market sort of believed in that resilience that, okay, this thing isn't going to just collapse when there's a bit of a shake in the global markets. It can survive. It can even outperform things like the S&P when there's a downturn. It improves investor confidence. You have, obviously, the administration in the US is quite pro-crypto compared to previous administrations. We're having some regulation getting passed in the last couple of days around stable coins. And of course, there's always, forward-looking considerations around maybe changes to interest rates, et cetera. And there's even corporates buying up Bitcoin and other assets on their balance sheets. So long-winded way, there's lots of different factors at play. And I suppose it's just all bolted up. And with the price touching a previous all-time high and just getting past that, then it exploded to where it is now.
Charlie, you mentioned future looking there, and I'd like to touch on that very briefly before you go. Obviously, you don't have a crystal ball, but what are your expectations for Bitcoin prices, I guess, in the months ahead? And again, are there any other factors beyond the ones that you've already touched on that might, affect prices either way?
Yeah, it's the $1 million question, obviously, or the $120,000 question as of recording. Personally, I've kind of felt like I've had a decent sense on the market, probably up until this point, because Bitcoin was in and around its previous highs and it was holding ranges. You know, it didn't drop below 105,000 when there was some sort of shaky news there around the Middle East conflict in June. So you're like, okay, it's not dipping below 100,000. So there's still, you know, there's still some legs in this market. But now that we're in uncharted waters, you don't really know where it's going to go. For if it was to dip below 112,000 for a sustained period of time, for example, then you might think, okay, this is looking kind of bearish. We've lost the previous all-time high. Confidence is lost. But until then, you can, you know, you can kind of just watch and see what happens.
Well, we'll have to keep our eyes open for that. It's such an interesting subject, and I feel like you've given such a great explanation today, Charlie, but we barely scratched the surface. Sadly, that is all that we have time for. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
That is it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. As always, Friends with Money will be right back in your podcast feed before you know it. So until next time, I am Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.